listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your local briefing. In a bid to reduce the number of shoplifters in their stores, two Geraldton shop owners have imposed a ban. Those under 16 years old without a parent will be refused entry into the IGA at Richter's, Queens and Wonthella after 6 o'clock. According to its owners, there are around 25 to 35 shoplifting cases on a weekly basis. The WA Local Government Association is worried regional shires won't be able to keep up with incentives they're having to offer GPs. Shires are paying thousands to lure in doctors. The Shire of Quiriding in the state's wheat belt is offering an $800,000 salary and rent-free accommodation. The association's president, Karen Chappell, says it should be the federal government's responsibility.
These cash incentives in particular, those funds are coming from other services that local government could be using to make their communities livable. They are trying to do the very best for their community so they continue to strive to bring a doctor to town, but there will be a limit.
WA's Peak Road Transport Industry Body is calling for major investment to improve the conditions of the state's roads. The CEO of the Western Roads Federation says it's been an ongoing issue. Cam Dumasney says trucking companies are forced to take precautions due to the poor state of some roads.
Companies have put a geofence on a section of road and it automatically alerts the driver that the company's mandated a slower speed through that section because it's so rough or so dangerous. So those sorts of practices have been put in place by some companies.
A historic crane that's become a Geraldton landmark is said to be removed. It's known to be the oldest crane in the region, used in the construction of town towers and the Geraldton Hotel. It's said to be removed within 8 months following complaints. In local sport, a huge round of action ahead tonight in the Geraldton women's basketball. Trades are up against the Olympians, who are coming off a loss at 6 o'clock. Then bottom of the ladder Chapman Valley face off against Stateside. Tip off for that one's at 7:30.